Do you feel tormented, my friend? I mean, really torn up inside. You see yourself and you're in a downward spiral and you don't know how to get out of it. And as you look at others, you find yourself angry. You find yourself jealous. You find yourself full of torment. You say, how am I going to get out of this? The question is, do you want to get out of it? Because if you do, there's a way. If not, it's only going to get worse. We'll talk about it today as we look at God's precepts for life. About a person that is being tormented, it surely is King Saul. When we open the Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 18, we find that once again an evil spirit has come to torment this man. And you see how he is tormented and how it affects his relationships. Beloved, as I studied all of this and as I thought of this program, I thought, you know, there are so many people out there that are tormented. Absolutely tormented. They're full of anger. They're full of rage. They're horrible to be around. What do you do and how do you live with them? Or what if that is you? Well, if that is you, then I can tell you this, that God had you tune in to this program because God wants to speak to you. God wants to set you free. If it's not you and someone that you're living with or someone that you're around or someone that you know at work, you've got to know that you need to pray for that person because torment of that kind is torment of our own making. Now, you may not like that, but if you look at the Word of God and you see what Saul has done in his life, then you know, hey, this evil spirit has come upon him because of the choices that he has made. You see people that are tormented on the streets and they're tormented because of drugs. They're tormented because of alcohol. I've taken care of patients. I'm an old nurse I've taken care of patients that have seen all sorts of weird things going up and down the wall that are screaming, that are hallucinating. And my heart went out to them. But I will tell you that it was their doing because of the choices that they made. And you and I need to understand that the choices that we make determine our future. Well, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 18. Now, I hope that you are studying right along with me. I hope that you're eager to get into this chapter because you've read it, because you've gone through and because you've marked key repeated words such as anger and because you mark sin and different words that we're telling you to mark. You say, hey, I'm new to this program and I don't know what you're talking about, lady. Well, this lady is talking about studying the Bible for yourself, discovering truth for yourself so that you can know God, so that you can have a knowledge of God. Do you realize that the Bible says that God's people perish because of a lack of knowledge? And that word perish means their lives are ruined. Saul's life was ruined because of a lack of knowledge, because he had the opportunity to know God. He heard the commandments of God, but he didn't obey them. So what are we doing to stop the lack of knowledge in this land? What are we doing to help people discover truth for themselves? Well, that's what this program, Precepts for Life, is all about. We're providing you with a study guide that you can download that has the scriptural text there so that you and I are reading from the same translation of the Bible. And so that you can mark the text. If you're skittish about marking your Bible at this point and you haven't given in and bought a new inductive study Bible that will show you how to do that, then just download this and you can go to preceptsforlife.com. Preceptsforlife.com. And as you go there, by the way, you can find out about all the products that we have for children, for teenagers, and for adults. We have 1 mission, one mission, and that is to establish people in God's Word so that you will know truth for yourself. We are people who are looking for people that are looking for truth and are willing to discipline themselves in order to discover it. Well, Saul, didn't discipline himself, and he didn't discover truth, and as a result, he's tormented. Remember now, in 1 Samuel chapter 18, David has defeated the Philistine. He has put the Philistine to death. David has come home from that great victory, and the women all along the way in the cities have sung that Saul has slain his thousands, but David is 10,000s. And we know that jealousy just formed and kept up right in Saul's heart. And he said, now what's going to happen? He's going to have the kingdom next. And so we see that he is looking, verse 9, at David with suspicion from that day on. And it says, it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God, you say, what kind of a God is that? Well, what you have to understand is the kind of God that this is a sovereign God. And I'm going to use my hands for a triangle and just imagine them up really high in the heavens. That's God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit sitting on his throne, ruling and doing his will, as Daniel 4 says, among the angels of heaven, the inhabitants of heaven, and the inhabitants of earth. And so God is sovereign over all the hosts. He is Jehovah Shabaoth. We've seen this name before, and it means he's the Lord of hosts. He's in charge. Everyone and everything is under his dominion. So when it's an evil spirit sent from the Lord, then it is an evil spirit that wants to do evil, that is bent on doing evil, that has chosen to follow Satan, and that has been released by God to do evil to Saul. And so this evil spirit from God, with permission of God, has come mightily upon Saul. Now, what I would do is I would underline mightily. He has come mightily upon Saul. And what is the result? He raved in the midst of the house. And it says, while David was playing the harp with his hand as usual, and a spear was in Saul's hand. And we've already read this in our last lesson. But Saul just picks up that spear and he says, I'm going to pin David to the wall. Well, because of the grace of God, and because God is sovereign and he's ruling over all, and he does according to his will among the armies of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth, and because none can stay God's hand, and because none can say to him, what doest thou? That's Daniel chapter 4, 34 and 35. Because of that, those spears do not put David to the wall. Remember, David has been anointed by Samuel the prophet. Remember, David is to be the next king over Israel. The time is not yet, but he's already been anointed by Samuel, and he is to be the next king. And so God is protecting him. And you can know this, that God is going to protect you, and God is going to keep you, and no one's going to take your life until God is ready, until it is God's time. He has numbered your days when as yet there was none of them. And so you don't need to fear man. You only need to fear God. Remember, don't fear man who is able to kill the body, but fear God who is able to cast both body and soul into hell. Well, Saul hasn't been cast into hell, but he's living in a state of hell. This anger and this jealousy is so bad. And as we saw in our last program, he decides to take his daughter Merab and offer her to David because he wants to get a case against David. And David's a commander. Well, David says, no, who am I? You know, I am too little. I am too small to marry your daughter. And that's where we left off. We left off with David, even after this great victory, living in a humility, knowing that victory and power and deliverance come from God, and knowing that it was God who delivered the Philistine into his hand, the Philistine by the name of Goliath. All right, so now in verse 20 is where we left off. Now Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And when they told Saul, the thing was agreeable to him. Now watch, this is a man that is raging. This is a man that is angry. This is a man that is jealous of David. This is a man that keeps being tormented by an evil spirit because of the choices that he made. And it says, Saul thought, I will give her to him that she may become a snare to him and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Therefore, Saul said to David, for a second time, you may be my son-in-law today. Then Saul commanded his servants, speak to David secretly. One of the things that you will notice that happens is when a person is raging, when a person is being tormented, they are crafty, they are deceitful, they are manipulative, and this is exactly what is happening here. This person is, Saul is crafty and he's manipulative. And so he says, speak to David secretly, telling his servants this. Behold, the king delights in you and all of his servants love you. Now therefore, go ahead, become the king's son-in-law. So Saul's servants spoke these words to David. But David says, is it trivial in your sight to become the king's son-in-law? Since I am a poor man and lightly esteemed? And the servants of Saul reported to him according to all these words which David spoke. What you've got is you've got the spies running and doing Saul's bidding. They run to Saul. They run to David. They tell him what he said. They go back to Saul. They tell Saul what David said. And the servants of Saul reported to him according to these things which David spoke. And Saul then said, thus you shall say to David, the king does not desire any dowry except 100 foreskins of the Philistines to take vengeance on the king's enemies. Now Saul planned to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David to become the king's son-in-law before the days had expired. So he gave him so much time, and he says, hey, listen, you can earn my daughter. You can earn her. All I want are the foreskins of 100 Philistines. Now, the foreskins of 100 Philistines are uncircumcised. Remember when he talked about Goliath, this uncircumcised Philistine is defying the armies of the living God. And so he knows, if you're going to bring home the foreskins, you're going to kill those men. And it's going to be a mighty battle, and it's going to be a mighty, mighty struggle. And he knows that he's going to lose David in this. He will have his way. Will it work? We'll talk about it after the break.
Kay Arthur's teaching? Would you like to get up to speed on all of Precept Ministries' news and events? Join us on Facebook by visiting precept.org/Facebook. Receive daily biblical encouragement, special messages from Kay, updates on new products, event announcements, and get connected with others seeking the truth from God's Word.
See you on Facebook. Foreskins of 100 Philistines. It's all in a day's work. Well, I'm not going to tell you what happened yet, because what I want you to see is the murder that is in Saul's heart. I want you to catch the murder and the jealousy and how jealousy has enraged this man. Because I want you to understand what happens when you and I make the wrong choices. When we don't listen to God. When we decide we're going to walk our own way. Now, if you've studied Saul with me, you know that this was what Saul was about. Saul was about doing his own thing. He would hear the commandment of God, but he would not obey it. Or he would hear the commandment of God, and he would partially obey it, and he would say everything is fine. He did that with Agag. He did that with that Amalekite king that God said put to death, but he didn't put him to death. He spared him, and he spared the best of all the spoil. And he said, you know, I have done what God has told me. This is when you get in trouble, beloved. You get in trouble when you think, now listen carefully, when you think you can go against God and get away with it. When you think that you can go against God and get away with it, you're in trouble. Because what you're doing is instead of sowing to the Spirit, instead of being obedient to God, what you're doing is you're thinking that you can do what you want to do. It's a matter of the flesh. I want you to go to Galatians chapter 6 for just a minute, and I want you to see what he has to say. In Galatians chapter 6, it says in verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. What a man sows, this he will also reap. This torment has come because he has not listened to God. Maybe you're in torment. Maybe you're angry at someone. Well, if you would forgive, then the torment would go away. You say, but if I forgive them, who's going to get even with them? God. Because God judges evil, and God will get even with them. But it is not your job because you're not God. You say, well, that person has stolen, they've stolen my reputation, or I was the top one in that business, and now I'm no longer the top one in the business. That's jealousy, and that's of the flesh. We're going to see it. You see, when you and I sow to the flesh, of the flesh, we will reap corruption. Listen to what he says. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. And so if you're in torment, if you're in anguish, then in all probability it's because you don't know the Word of God, or you don't know God, and you're not going to God, and you're not doing what God says. Because this book has the answers for all of life, and it has the answers to keep you in peace even in the midst of the storm. He puts you in peace in the eye of the storm. And so what we see is we see murder in his heart. Now, I want you to look at another passage in Galatians chapter 5. I want you to see that what is happening, and you're going to see this contrast throughout. You're going to see Saul walking in the flesh. You're going to see David walking in the Spirit. If you remember, David was anointed, and the Spirit of God came upon him and remained on him. If you remember, the Spirit of God, and because of this time, and because it's Old Testament times, the Spirit of God departed from Saul because of his disobedience, because he would not listen to God, because he did not want God to rule his life, because he would not bow the knee to God and honor God as God. So you're going to see Saul as a picture of the flesh. You're going to see David as a picture of walking in the Spirit. And when you come to Galatians chapter 5, it says this, that the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. It says, these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do what you please. And then he says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are, now listen carefully, immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. You're going to find Saul going into sorcery later. Enmities. Enmities are, real, real hatred against another person. This is what you see. This is what you see in Saul for David. And it only gets worse. And you're going to see it get worse. Strife. This is strife. He's anger. angry. He's trying to pin him against the wall. Jealousy. He's jealous of him. Outbursts of anger. And we see this anger come upon him. And we see him try to pin him to the wall. Disputes. Dissensions. Factions. He's trying to divide. Then envyings. And then drunkenness, carousing, and things like this. Of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Well, this is Saul's lifestyle. And so what you see is you see that murder is in his heart. You see that jealousy is in his heart, envying and strife and these disputes. Well, where does jealousy have its roots? Well, when you go to the book of James and you look at the two wisdoms that he talks about in the book of James, in James chapter 3, if you have bitter jealousy, this is verse 14, and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant. And so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes from above. It has not come from God. But it is earthly. It is natural. It is demonic. It says, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. Well, this is exactly what was going on in Saul's life. There was disorder and there was every evil thing. In Proverbs chapter 6, in verse 34 and 35, it says this, jealousy enrages a man. And you see Saul in a rage because he's jealous of David. And what you see also in Proverbs 27 verse 4 is that jealousy, that you can't stand before jealousy. In other words, there's no weapon that you have against jealousy. Why? Because that jealousy has come from that person's heart. And their heart is evil. Their heart is demonic. Well, this is what Saul was all about. His heart was full of murder. He wanted to get rid of David. He was jealous. He was enraged against him. And you'll see as we go on that this jealousy has so consumed him that there's no placating Saul at all. Well, David goes out, 100 foreskins, 100 Philistines, all in today's work. What does he do? Well, it says David rose up, verse 27, and went, he and his men, and struck down 200 men among the Philistines. You got it. Then David brought back their foreskins, 200. Saul asked for 100. He gave him 2. And they gave them in full number to the king so that he might become the king's son-in-law. So Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, for his wife. And when Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him, then Saul was even more afraid of David. Thus, Saul was David's enemy continually. So what do you do, beloved? If you're full of rage and anger and that, you go to God. Go to God and say, God, and open the Bible to the Gospel of John and say, God, I need you. I want out of this. And if you want out of this, beloved, and you start reading the Word of God, He's going to take the blinders off of your eyes, and He's going to turn you from darkness to light. He's going to turn you from rage to peace. He's going to give you the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't want it, you're just going to continue the way you are. How sad. Welcome to Precept Ministries International. We're at our women's conference, and we have been studying Ready Today for what is coming tomorrow. And we have had a great, great time. We have had such incredible, incredible fellowship. But that fellowship has been around the Word of God. Because when you come here, what you do is you open the book. And we take you through a book of the Bible, or we take you through a topic, but you're looking at the Word of God. We have seminars to meet all your needs, but the fellowship that goes on around the tables, the prayer times, the singing, it's awesome.
We wish that you were here. Why don't you come and join us at our next women's conference?
Beloved, is our precept for life today from 1 Samuel chapter 18. As we look at Saul in this horrible, horrible, jealous rage, as we look at him battling with this evil spirit, an evil spirit that has come upon him because of choices that he made. Well, first of all, let's look at Saul and then let's look at David, because you may be a Saul or you may be a David. You may be living with someone that is in this terrible, terrible rage. And how do you do that? Well, first of all, let's talk about Saul. If that is you, I can tell you that it is no accident that you are listening to the words of God this day. It is God drawing you to himself. It is God who is the God of the second chances. It's God saying, you don't have to live this way. I came to set you free, and I can set you free. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is love, and it is joy, and it is peace, and six other things. But I want to talk to you. It is love, and perfect love casts out fear, but love also is not jealous. So God offers you his Spirit. And when his Spirit comes in and takes control of you, or maybe the Spirit is there and you're just walking in disobedience to God, then you need to say, God, I've been walking in the flesh and I'm not going to do that anymore. And I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to tell you that I don't want this. I want to be obedient to you, and I'm going to ask you in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to fill me with your Spirit from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. I want to walk. I want to know. I want to experience your love, your joy, your peace, because I have no love. I am angry and I am full of hatred. I have no joy because of that. And I have no peace because, beloved, you can't have peace if that's the way you're living. And so if you come to God and you earnestly seek him, he says, then he will meet you there in the place of your obedience. And what if you're a David living in a situation like this? What is your precept for life? Your precept for life is this, that you trust God. And you know that even if you're living with a person like this, that God causes all things to work together for good. So you don't react to that person. Instead, you respond. You respond by doing the same thing. God, fill me with your Spirit. Speak your words through me to this person. Show me what to say. Show me whether to avoid them or whether to be in their presence. God will lead you, beloved, because God hears the cry of those that want his help.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To download your free copy of the study guide, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program,